to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call with Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon. I'm Gary Carmichael. It's great to have you tuned in. Coming up in today's broadcast in our Understanding the Scriptures segment, Dave and Tom will continue their in-depth study of the book of Acts. And why did Agabus bind himself? In Religion in the News, is your mother legal? We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, does Romans 5 destroy Calvinism? We hope you can stay tuned. Our ministry, the Berean Call, offers a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, tracts, audio and video discs, and copies of our weekly broadcast on compact disc or DVD. You may also subscribe to our monthly newsletter, which we offer free of charge. We'll let you know how to order later in the program. Now, this week's cover article. Tom and Dave launch a new series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, Yoga and the Body of Christ, What Position Should Christians Hold? This week we focus on the question, is yoga a religion? Along with Dave Hunt, here's T.A. McMahon.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a program in which we encourage everyone who desires to know God's truth to look to God's Word for all that is essential for salvation and living one's life in a way that is pleasing to Him. In this first segment of our program, we're beginning a series on yoga and its influence upon those who profess to be Christians. We've touched upon that subject in the past, but given the current popularity of yoga, especially within the church, we thought we'd do a more in-depth evaluation of the topic. Of course, in the process of explaining yoga, we will be referring to the major beliefs and practices of the East, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, Eastern mysticism, and the New Age movement, which is the westernized version of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Eastern mysticism. And for those who would like to have an additional help in understanding the subject, we'll be using Dave Hunt's book, Yoga and the Body of Christ. Gary will tell you how to order Dave Hunt's book, Yoga and the Body of Christ, later in the program. Dave, when I talk to those who profess to be Christians and are practicing yoga, I'm really astounded at how resistant they are to accept information that clearly shows yoga to be a religion that is diametrically opposed to their Christian beliefs. Has that surprised you as you've discussed your book with people?
Well, Tom, I guess nothing just surprises me anymore. I might have been surprised years ago. I don't want to sound too negative, as they would say, but very few people want to believe the truth. Mm-hmm. Remember the little sign we used to have? I used to see it in the business world on somebody's desk. Don't confuse me with facts. My mind is made up. And it's pretty much that way. Mm-hmm. Tom, you know, we've tried to get people to awaken to the fact that Catholicism is the same today as it was in the Middle Ages, at the time of the Reformation. Mm-hmm. That the Catholic gospel is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. We won't go into those details of what it is. But Tom, you know, you can't get people to consider the facts.
Dave, and what we're encouraging here, again, the name of the program is Search the Scriptures Daily. In other words, don't even buy what we say. We want some critical thinking here. Give it some thought. Dave, I remember when we, 25 years ago, when we did the Seduction of Christianity, trying to convince people that Mormons actually believed that they would become gods. They were astounded by that. And of course, we've moved so far away from discernment, critical thinking, that it's, and we just want to encourage people to do that very thing.
Yeah, so Tom, you put your finger on another problem. Why wouldn't they believe that Mormons actually believe that they can become gods? In fact, that's the whole goal of Mormonism, mm-hmm. is to become a god. That's why they have the temple and the temple ceremonies and so forth. Because people have in their minds an idea about something, and it's not based upon facts. It's just based upon hearsay or the way they want to look at it. Now, so you can't tell me that Mormons believe that. Well, I have Mormon neighbors. Or that Catholics believe this. Yoga? There's so many millions of Americans practicing yoga. They're not becoming Hindus, are they? So what are you talking about? So, Tom, if I'm going to find out what Catholicism is, for example, mm-hmm. I need to go to the authoritative documents of the Catholic Church. Now, they claim to go by the Bible, but they also go by tradition. Right. Tradition is on the same level as the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What do they really believe? Oh, they believe Jesus died for our sins on the cross and resurrected. Well, that sounds good, but you can only get to Jesus through Mary. Jesus is still dying.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic priests are still offering him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a little bit of a problem, isn't it?
But you have to be baptized, Dave. The door to heaven only opens through baptism.
Absolutely. So what we want to talk about, Tom, what is yoga?
Right.
Not what the YMCA instructor will tell you about it, because they won't tell you anything. What is it? Where does it come from? What is the purpose of yoga? I often say to people, well, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm into this for physical fitness. Well, I say, look, if you're interested in physical fitness, why don't you adopt exercises that were designed for physical fitness? I guarantee you, yoga was never designed or practiced for physical fitness.
And Dave, you're saying that, but you're speaking from the view of those who began yoga and those who practice it as close to the original way it was developed as possible. So
right.
This is not your view. This is the view of the experts.
Right. Well, it's the view of the Hindus. It comes from Hinduism.
Right.
Shiva, he's one of the Trimurti of gods, you know, the three.
The destroyer.
Right. The destroyer, the most feared god in Hinduism. He is called Yogeshwara, the master of yoga. And the books on yoga in India identify Shiva as the first instructor of yoga. It's introduced in the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. And this is pure Hinduism, and the purpose is to become self-realization. But
Right. Anyway,
Tom, I'm getting ahead of you, and you want to...
No, but that's a good general overview, Dave, and we are going to, as we progress through this series of programs, we're going to explain many of these things in detail. You opened the book. I don't know if it's for shock value or whatever, but as you said, you just wonder what shocks people anymore. But you opened the book with a congressional resolution honoring Yogi Bhajan. Now, don't get him confused with Yogi Berra, okay? This is not the catcher, former catcher for the New York Yankees. Yogi Bhajan. Now, what's that all about?
Well, Yogi Bhajan is he's a guru. He's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
The founder of some ashrams, which is where you go to study this and to practice it. His followers would claim, and he would claim, that he introduced Kundalini Yoga into the United States. Now, actually, Kundalini refers to the coiling of the serpent force, the serpent in the base of the spine.
Yeah, a spiritual energy that's
right. Within
us all, supposedly.
Yeah, right. And yoga is designed to release this through the chakras, the four centers, and so forth. Kundalini is demonic. This is the serpent. They call it serpent power, openly. We get to that later on another program. But he brought this to the United States, okay? Now, we don't say it at the beginning, but later on we show you that all of these gurus, the famous ones,
mm-hmm.
they were sex perverts. They were into all kinds of, you couldn't even believe what
drugs.
What they were involved in.
Supposedly they said when they had ill effects and all of these things, they were taking on the karma of the world. Dave.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Give me a break.
Yogananda, that's why he died. He was taking on, but he himself initiated more than 100,000 into what he called Kriya Yoga, mm-hmm. which is also Hatha Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, physical yoga. Oh, it's just physical. But what could be wrong with that? So Yogi Bhajan, he brought Kundalini Yoga. Wow. Now that is bad stuff. But let me just say how we open this. April 5th and 6th, 2005, respectively, the U.S. House and Senate unanimously passed a joint resolution praising the Sikh leader, Yogi Bhajan, for his, quote, teachings about Sikhism and yoga. Now, Tom, supposing we wanted, well, why don't you have a resolution in Congress praising Jesus Christ for his teachings? And after all, he rose from the dead. Yogi Bhajan is not going to be able to do that. He will be resurrected for the judgment day. No, you couldn't possibly have that. You can't have Christianity. May 11th, there was a special reception, U.S. Capitol, commemorating this congressional resolution. It was attended by U.S. senators, representatives, members of the U.S. Department of State, representatives from the government of India, dignitaries, officials, members of the Sikh faith, because he's a Sikh. This is a, right, a Hindu sect.
Sure, it's like a denomination within Hinduism.
And the news release declared that Yogi Bhajan improved the lives of thousands through his teachings on yoga and Sikh Dharma. Now, Dharma is what I must do to be saved, actually.
It's works.
Right. My Dharma is different from your Dharma, mm-hmm. you know, but it's what we must do in order to attain paradise, moksha, nirvana, whatever you want to call it. So, this is his salvation.
And Dave, through his organization, which he founded, 3HO.
Right.
Now, why wouldn't this be attractive to people? What do the H's stand for? Healthy, happy, holy.
Right.
Now, what could be wrong with that?
Is that purely physical?
Well, the holy part.
Holy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. But anyway, Tom, I started out that way because I wanted them to see the honor that is given. See, Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, or Young Women's, YWCA, started out as Christian. Today, you've got yoga in every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything but Christian, and yet we have, as you mentioned, we have Christian yoga instructors, and they're in Baptist churches, they're in evangelical churches, and they're, I think they say, well, this is wonderful, you know, relaxation. But I don't want to get ahead of you, Tom, but we'll come back and talk about that. No. What is this relaxation of yoga all about?
Well, let's go back to the spiritual side of this. Mm-hmm. Again, Congress honoring this man for his spirituality. Now, I'm quoting from your book. You talk about Bhajan's yogic technique, Satanama Mantra. And what's it all about? Well, using this technique, says Yogi Bhajan, you can know the unknown and see the unseen. If you spend 2 hours per day in meditation, God will meditate on you the rest of the day. I see, Dave, but it has nothing to do with spirituality. I mean, come on.
But, Tom, they honored him at the Congress, the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it couldn't be a religion, I mean, because separation of church and state, we don't do that sort of thing. But here it is. They won't do it with Christianity. Christianity is outlawed, practically. So, he says, you project this Satanama mantra.
Mm-hmm.
You project it mentally from the back top of the head down and then straight out the third eye. Third eye is, that's the occult center,
mm-hmm.
between the eyebrows and the root of the nose, okay? This is what they honor. Congressional resolution honors him for teaching this to thousands, probably millions of Americans, and he has benefited society through this. Tom, we wrote The Seduction of Christianity. How much greater seduction could you ask than this?
Mm-hmm.
We have people honoring Hindu deities in the name of Jesus Christ in Christian churches. Well, I think we need to wake up. So that was why I wrote the book.
Right. Dave, one of the frustrations we deal with continually is really the lack of, we mentioned earlier, the lack of discernment among Christians who buy into anything that and particularly that seems to acknowledge Jesus. Now, what I want our audience to understand is we're not against anybody who has a religious view. In other words, we think everybody should be free to promote whatever they want. But what I think our audience will find as we go through this is there is a deceit involved.
Right.
You mentioned, we talked about earlier, a anti-Christian prejudice that's pervasive in this country, which I think you could say reasonably that it began as a Christian nation. Well, now it's not only post-Christian, it's really, really anti-Christian. But Dave, I'm going to give you a quote from your book, give our audience a quote from the book. Again, this acknowledgement of Jesus. It seems like most Christians, well, you say something friendly or something positive about Jesus, well, wow, they get excited about that. But listen to this. The heart of the true Hindu goes out to the man, capital M, on the cross, who exclaimed even at that hour, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The true Hindu is all admiration for the great prophet of Arabia, Muhammad, who literally transformed a barbaric people into a well-knit moral society. But he can never tolerate, I'm talking about the true Hindu, he can never tolerate the small-minded fanatics who try to poo-poo every other faith. In other words, come on, they love Jesus. We all love Jesus. But this is not the biblical Jesus, and people go for it. It's hard to fathom it.
Well, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Everyone listening, I think, knows that. If they don't, they don't know anything about the Bible or about Christianity whatsoever. Now, how can you meld that or blend that in with Hinduism? Well, there are many ways. You've got your way. You know, they've got 330 million gods, but the Bible says there is one God. Mm-hmm. The God of the Bible says, "I am God. There is none else." He even asks the question in Isaiah 44, "Is there a God besides me? I don't know of any." But Hindus have 330 million, take your pick. Well, but that's okay. Now, Tom, why do we even bother with this? Because there is one way to heaven. Jesus said, "I'm the way." Now, this Hindu you were quoting says, we can't regard these small-minded people who criticize other religions.
Yes.
Well, listen to Jesus. "He that believeth on the Son," that's himself, "has life. He that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now, to believe in the Son of God, what does that mean? Oh, I believe there was some guy named Jesus Christ back there. I think he was historic. I even believe that he died on the cross. That's not enough. You have to believe on him. You believe in him. What he said. He said he's the only way.
Right.
He said that he is God himself come as a man. Well, you don't believe that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, the Bible says, if you don't believe that Jesus is God, you're lost. You don't believe that he resurrected, he rose from the dead, you're lost. You don't believe that he bore your sins, that he paid the penalty for your sins, you're lost. Oh, well, I believe in Jesus. You know, wonderful man. Yes. Yes. Great example. Sorry, you are not a Christian and you do not believe in the Jesus Christ who saves sinners, who died for our sins and rose from the dead. So don't say you believe in Jesus and you admire him. In fact, you are calling him a liar because you are denying what he himself said about himself, okay, mm-hmm. and what the Bible teaches.
Well, in effect, they've made up their own Jesus. And we see that in many, not denominations, but religious movements, religious organizations that claim to be Christian, whether it be Unity School of Christianity, another Jesus, the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, another Jesus. It's not the biblical Jesus. And, Dave, the things that you said, these aren't your ideas. This is what the Scripture teaches, and that's all we're doing. We're pointing to the Scriptures.
Well, Tom, this is, instead of talking about yoga so much, this is going to be a general apologetics, but I think it's needed as an introduction.
Without a doubt.
If, for example, we have Christians today who say, well, I just can't handle the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Mm-hmm. You don't believe in the origin of man, as the Bible declares it. Why should you believe in what the Bible says about the destiny of man? Well, the Bible says that sin entered into the world. I mean, that's a silly idea. Eve ate of that fruit. Well, it was rebellion against God, right. Disobedience.
Yeah,
but I don't see how that could be so bad. That couldn't be that serious. And I just don't believe the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. Okay, you don't accept the biblical account of how sin came into this world, how it separated man from God for all eternity, unless something was done about it, then why would you believe what the Bible says about God's solution to sin? The Bible is one book. You can't just pick and choose. So a person who says, I believe in Jesus, but you don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. You believe, as you said, Tom, you made up your own Jesus. Mm-hmm. Or you are following some Jesus that someone else has made up. But you can't do that. You have rejected Jesus Christ. Now, yoga, Tom, is actually a false way of salvation. It's a false promise of heaven. It's a different heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes called nirvana. The Hindu calls it moksha. It's escape from time, sense, and the elements. In other words, yoga is, it came to the West. It's being promoted here by yoga instructors all over. Look it up in the Yellow Pages. It's promoted as a way of improving your health. In India, and I guarantee you, and this is where it came from, it's a technique for dying. So, moksha is an escape from my physical body. It's an escape from this world, which is Maya. It's just a figment of our imagination. We've all made it up. And this is the Hindu heaven.
Right.
Okay? Now, that is not the biblical heaven. You want to go to that heaven? Okay, practice yoga. You going to do it for your physical fitness? No, this was never designed for physical fitness. It was designed to attain unity with Brahman. Brahman, the universal God. Brahma, the individual soul. Brahma and Brahman become one. There's a saying in Hinduism, that thou art. That's who you are. It's the same thing the serpent told Eve and the Mormons teach. You are God. Well, some people teach that. Mormons say you can become God through our temple practices and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, in fact, it's taking people away from the truth, taking people away from God and Jesus Christ, giving them a substitute way of salvation.
Again, Dave, the things that you're saying, they're backed up by the experts. Maybe the most popular name in this country, at least as I remember it, among yoga teachers would be Richard Hittleman. He was on PBS, and he had programs all over the place on it. Anyway, this is what he says. He says, as yoga students practice the physical positions, they would eventually be ready to investigate the spiritual component, which is the entire essence of the subject. It's all about spirituality, and as we get on with the series of programs, we're going to explain that in more detail for our audience.